بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآل الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. So far we had 11 sessions for our spiritual discussion here, and if you remember, we had a discussion in 2-3 last sessions about the traveling, and we said that in traveling we need like 5 basic elements that we usually refer to that in our external life. And we talked a little bit about the last one, that is the attraction. We talked also about the friendship in a general way, and you can take it to discussion here in traveling as a travel mate. And today I want to talk a little bit more about the equipments. We said that in usual life that we have, when we want to take a trip, so depends on the sort of trip, we think about the materials and the equipments that we probably needed during our life, and that sometimes you may prefer to have food with yourself, to take enough clothes with yourself. Sometimes you see that, okay, I'm gonna find, for example, in my destination, in the city that I'm going there, and there are enough food and clothes, I buy it. And so this, the important thing is that you think about the equipments that you needed. You suppose yourself as you need it in your life here, in your city, your home, that every day and every week and every month we are thinking about the things that we needed. Started from the food, the clothes, the shelter, whatever that we needed for our physical and worldly life. When we want to take a trip, we are a little bit more serious not to miss anything. Just don't forget, for example, to take that cloth, don't forget to take that can opener, I don't know what it, you know, these small things that we think about, these things, even a match. And so we are thinking about the equipments that we probably, just is a kind of guess, that we think about that, not to miss it and not to put ourselves in trouble over there. Here we just have this example again for our spiritual equipments here, that if we know that we are going to go to a very long trip, to the long traveling. Remember the hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, that Ahlul Dunya ka rukbin yusaru bihim wa hum niyamun. The people of this world are like as travelers who are being carried while they are asleep. So if we believe that, and that if we understood it, that okay, right now we are taking a trip and we are going to a very clear specific destination, and we are sure that there we need, probably we are human being and we need something, started from food. Okay, we need food there, we need clothes there, we need shelter there, and let's add to that, we need friends there, we need relaxing there. So those things that we people of this world, we people of the human being, guess that we need it there, so we have to prepare it. Here, just to be sure about the things that we are discussing here, I prefer to first go to the hereafter and see that, okay, if we open the map and say, and the information that we have it, and we see that, okay, the city that we are going there, the place that we are going there, is there are many shopping centers there, and you can easily buy something. So just if you have your, for example, Visa card is enough, so don't worry, and you can take it and buy there whatever you want it. And you have your, for example, relatives there, so you can go to their home. You have some friends there. So when you know about that destination, you are relaxed. You say that everything is okay. But what is the case of hereafter? And that we are traveling to the hereafter. And for sure we are. And that's not, we call it a no choice trip. There is no, this is a compulsory way, there is no will for from us that, okay, we decide about that. No. We have to go there. Every human being go there. So what is the story there? Unfortunately, the story is a matter of poverty. And that the essence of hereafter is that there is nothing there. I put it in this way. And this is Quran. You can see there what is the hereafter. Nothing. No friend, no relative, no home, no even like a small thing that just to take it a shelter, even no shadow there, is a hot sun there. Everything that I have it here is a case of one of the verses of the Quran. That you can imagine it that, okay, right now they're gonna put it, put you in a desert. With this kind of criteria, that when you go there, and they put it, put you there, says that, okay, you are supposed to be in a desert. And in this desert, this is very hot there, there is no, even you cannot have an umbrella, you don't have it there. There is no friend for you, you are alone. But there is a chance, and the chance is that you can take it from you, from here. You can take it from here. You can take it with yourself. So you can have a very, very community, I don't know, a big car, and take everything that you wanna need it there. These are just, I have two verses of the Quran here from the hereafter. I don't want to go through this discussion, but this is just a very small picture of that. That, for example, one of the verses here that says, لَن تَنْفَعُكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ. The relatives are not profitable for you. They don't you cannot take use from them. That, okay, I have my relative there, and I gonna say to them that, okay, for example, build a home for me there, and وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ. And your children, you cannot take benefit of them there. 60 and verse 3. And the last thing that we may think about that is that, okay, I'm going to say to my mom or my dad or my brother or my sister, they are the very, very number one close relatives that I can take to talk to them, that I'm in a very serious bad situation, so may I ask your help? And this is the Quran says that, okay, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرُءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. It is not a matter just that the brother doesn't help the brother. No, it is a matter of escaping. That when, this is a day that the brother escaped from his brother. They don't care about each other. It's just the simple way. Even they escape from each other. وَأُمَّهِ. The people, and that the human being, run away from his mother, and vice versa. وَبَنِي. And his children. I was with you, for example, like 60, 70 years in that world, remember? And you were very kind. And you were as an example that for kindness, mother is a kindness. So why This is a warning right now from the Quran here, that when you go there, you don't have nothing. You have nothing there. Don't think that, okay, we are sure that we cannot take the materials, I mean, that the concrete materials from here to Karev and take it to the hereafter. But probably we think that when in hereafter we see I try to look for my mother, for example, my relatives, my teacher, I don't know, whatever, and take their help. So this is a complete notion of poverty. You don't have anything. Okay. لن تنفعكم أرحامكم ولا أولادكم يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وصاحبته وأمه وبنيه. Okay. So there is a big question here, that if this is the case, it should be very bad. We are really, what should we do? And the thing, the good news is that we have one thing that we are able to take it from here, there. And we call it taqwa. So, I'm sure that I'm gonna go to that desert, and I'm sure there is nothing there, but at the same time, I have a good news that I can take my umbrella. I can take as many as friends that I want. I can, for example, send the materials for home, and even I can build the home from now. Send an email there, okay, please build a home for me. As they are ready to start it. Even it is more electronic, you can just decide it, and they're going to build it there. And all things that we put it in different examples, we can call it here taqwa. Taqwa, remember that we started to talk about the equipments, okay? Taqwa is, in the verses of the Quran, we have it in two different cases. One as a cloth that we wear it, and the second one is as a food and provision, whatever provision actually. That the first one is, it says that وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Why the Quran give it the taqwa like in this kind of material things? Why the Quran says that? It doesn't say that, okay, just have taqwa. It tries to say that, okay, taqwa is like a cloth, that it is a kind of wearing that you have it. Because the things that we understanding is these touchable things. We know that we need this cloth to keep us, for example, from warm, cold, and so it says that وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The raiment, or in the simple way, is the cloth of taqwa is the best. And the other one is وَتَزَوَّدُوا, means make the provision for yourself. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. The best provision is taqwa. If you are looking for something to take it from here, there, to keep you from everything, so it is taqwa. So at the same time that we're gonna be there so poor, and there is a very bad desert that we expected, but at the same time we can have some materials from here. We can have some friends, we can have shelter, we can have food, we can have clothes by taqwa. That this is the verse of the Quran, that taqwa is able to be your clothes and your provision. The first one was the chapter 7:26. Unfortunately, I don't have here the number of chapter. Okay, if I remember it, I take. I know the number is 197, the number of the verse. Okay. I prefer again to review this verse here and see that what is the relation that we are talking about the poverty there, here, and in hereafter, in this nation, and the materials that we can take it from here by the name of Taqwa. And this is chapter 59, Surah Al-Hashr, and the verse 18. See, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you believe, O believers, ittaqullah, have taqwa. Just have it like that. I don't care about this translation here, that observe your duty to Allah. It is a kind of explanation for that. Here I'm saying just, okay, ittaqullah means have taqwa. Well, this is one part. The second part, well, tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lagad. This is the second part, that, and let every soul look to that which it sends on before for tomorrow. Well, tanzur, and it means that every soul should be careful. Well, tanzur nafsun means soul, ma qaddamat, about those he or she send it. Lagad. Ghad means tomorrow. And ghad here means what? Means hereafter. Means that every soul should be careful that what he or she send it for the destination there. And again, the third part, wattaqullah again. So we have two. Wattaqullah first. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لَغَدْ. And again, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. So it means that if you are thinking about your tomorrow, so be careful and just have taqwa. I didn't count it, but probably this is the case, that whenever you open the Quran, probably you're going to find in every page of the Quran one word about related to taqwa, the taqwa itself or something that is related to that. And that this is a notion, and this is a concept that matter of importance for the Quran. That, okay, like those things that we have it, iman, the alladhina amanu wa amanu salihat, the action, and here we have taqwa. So وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, observe yourself, and that be careful, have taqwa. This is the one part. And the third part, again, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And in between, what is the وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ? It means that be careful what you gonna send it for tomorrow. Sometimes, unfortunately, this is the case that the development that we have it in this external world, I'm not here to humiliate development, but I want to take the conclusion that when we have the concrete examples, so at that case we can understand what is the case. For example, suppose the people like 50 years before, that when they wanted to take, for example, take a trip. So it was very hard for them, and take a trip was a good example for them to understand the hardness of trip. Right now, when we say that, okay, what is the meaning of trip? Okay, the trip is not important. Just I have my card, and I go there, take the, for example, ticket, airplane, and go there, and I have my credit card there, and just I buy whatever I want. Yes. But the case of this destination that we have it, the case of this spiritual traveling that we have it, is much harder. And the thing that we have to take it, we have to start it from here. The meaning of this verse here that we have it has two meanings. It means that probably you're going to send something that is useful for you, and at the same time you can, or you may send something that is harmful for you. Well, tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat lagad. Be careful. What do you want send? What do you send it to for tomorrow? There, you cannot say just I'm indifferent, I don't send anything. No, it is not the case. if you miss your time, it means that so you're gonna send fire there. If you're telling lie, it means that you're gonna send fire there. And when you help people, so it means that you're gonna send, for example, a tree, a building, or a shadow. So you cannot be indifferent to say that, okay, no, I don't send anything. I'm gonna think there, and no, this is not the case. So we have to be careful that what we send it there. Okay, this is the whole story of taqwa. But the important question right now is, what is taqwa? I understand, and yeah, the message of the Quran is taqwa, I understand it, but what is that? What should I do for that? In Persian, in most of the translation that we have it, one of the cases that we have, they translate taqwa to fear. I don't know, probably you heard, some of the English translation that we have in the Quran, again, we have like fear. Then we say, okay, in this case, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ or وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ means have taqwa from Allah, have taqwa regarding to Allah, so it means that fearing. Is it the case? That when we say that have taqwa, it means that, okay, just fear Allah. And you say that, okay, it is not the case. Why? Because we talk about the law. Remember, we talked about the friendship. And we were looking to find our best friendship in Allah. He is the one that is the honest friend. And we cannot combine, we cannot have love and fear with each other. Is it possible to say that, okay, I say to my friend that I love you, but I fear from you. Is it possible? No, it's not possible. And easily we can understand it. So if we fear from God, it means that we didn't understand God. We didn't just, even we couldn't recognize it. We couldn't recognize Him. That who is Allah? We sometimes probably think that, okay, Allah is a governor who is sitting there and say that you have to do that, or otherwise there is a fire there, I put it, yeah? This is like the, my understanding there. That. So it's not a matter of love. So we go in different way. So why is they translated to fear? The only thing that we may think is that we fear of missing love. This is that we should fear from that. And again, we can go to example of external love. If you have a best friend, the only thing that you may fear of that is just to miss this friendship. If today, just when you take the phone and take the number dialing and say that, okay, I want to talk to you, and she says that, okay, no, I don't want to be the friend, for example, your friend, no more. What happened to you? And when you dialing and take the phone to Allah and say that, okay, oh Allah, I want to be your friend, oh Prophet, I want to be your friend. And they say that, I don't know you. Who are you? Oh, I remember you. Yeah, once you just, I remember that you had a prayer. Yeah. So this is the case. But, and the problem is that, when you have the friend, and your friendship is so strong and serious, at that time your fear be more and more and more. Why? Because when you didn't start it before, so there is no matter of fear, because we are completely negligent. But when you start it, and you are in friendship, at that time your fear is more and more increasing. Because you're gonna miss it. So the only relation between love and fear that they translated, and that it is when they translated to fear, is not so deceived understanding, is not just misunderstanding. No, the explanation is that when Actually, they, sometimes they say that, okay, we fear from the just of God, because Allah is just. So it means that we fear from the our action. But in this explanation also, because we understood that there is a matter of love between us and Allah, just it's a matter of friendship. And if we have this, so the only problem, the only fearing that we have is just to miss it. And when we started, when we have the friendship, as much as we have more friendship, so the fear increasing and increasing. So because of this, for example, Imam Ali is the most the case that we can find the most fearing there. Why? Because he understood that who is Allah, and he understood this love and friendship. For us, why we are indifferent? Because we cannot understand it. What is the matter of friendship between us and Allah? Even we cannot have the on surface under the simple understanding of that. I have a phrase here from Shahid Mutahhari, Ayatollah Mutahhari, that taqwa is trying to reach the goal through a defined path. He's trying to say that, okay, taqwa is not just a religious concept. Taqwa is like a rational concept. That whenever you have a goal and you want to reach to that goal, so the reason is that, and that this is a rational conception to say that, okay, I'm going to reach to that goal, so I don't have to go here and there. So he said that trying to reach the goal through a defined path, not to go here and there. And we can have it in different meaning again, like this is, I can add it to the word of Ayatollah Mutahhari, that we may understanding of the Quran that taqwa, we may have it like to say it is a combination between following and sincerity, or faith and right action. For the first part, we had some discussion. Remember, again, we talked about the friendship, and we said that one of the criteria of a friendship is to follow your friend. Just to submit yourself. Say that, okay, do you like this? Okay, I do it. You don't like that? Okay, just I don't do it. So when you follow it, it means that it's a friendship. Actually, we have to have here honesty and sincerity here, that we call it in Arabic, what? Do you know what is that sincerity in Arabic? Or in Islamic concept? Maybe I'm not exact in translation. When you want to do your prayer, for example, and you just do it, and just, and that, let's say that, okay, I'm gonna show it to the other people. So this prayer is not useful. What is the case that make it useful? To do it for your friend, and that your real friend, Allah. And we call it al-ikhlas. Just to be pure. I mean that, what is the antonym for that? When you are not sincere, it means that you are, what's that, the word? Very simple word, I'm sure you know it. It's shirk. Is to find some other friends. I wanna do it for you, and on behind I have some friends that I wanna also do the same for them. This is that we are playing with God in our life. That at the same time that I pay money, for example, I donate some money, for example, to a poor people, at the same time when a people passing, they said, oh, he's donating. And this is a very harmful case for our friendship. The thing that we may have it and we are looking for that is friendship. But at the same time, honestly, in our external life, is it so important for us to show the friend, for example, my friendship, I have a friend. Is it so important for me to show this friendship to other people that people, he's my friend, she's my friend, okay, no. No, it's not important for me. Because it is a matter of just friendship between us. So what is the case that we are talking to people? Oh, people, no, I'm talking to Allah. Allah is my friend. But this is the thing that we are, at the same time that is smiling and laughing at, we are doing it. And that we people do it when we are praying, we people doing when we are fasting, when we are donating, when we are whatever in this life. When we are so sincere, this is the thing that we can understand it by ourselves. So we can translate the taqwa to following and at the same time by sincerity. And or we can have it faith and right. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Faith and action. Okay. I have a verse here, just as a more explanation of taqwa, very warning one actually, and but it's a good verse. All verses are good, but here we can take more explanation from this verse for our discussion about taqwa. That, O believers, ward off yourself and your family a fire. Here is important. Whereof the fuel is human being and stones, over which are set angels, strong, severe, and I mean the second line here, that whereof the fuel is human being and stones. And the Arabic, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu, the word qu here is from the roots of taqwa that we have it. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Keep yourself and your family from that fire. Wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. That the fire, that the fuel of which is you people. It means that sometimes some of the explanation on that the existence says that, okay, right now we don't have fire there, that there is a right now they are preparing. No, this is we people that preparing. And that when I tell a lie, so I have some fuel there. And again, we have vice versa. That remember, I don't know if you heard this verse from this tradition from the Prophet, that the Prophet says that whenever you say, for example, Subhanallah, you're going to have a tree there. Alhamdulillah, you're going to have another tree there. Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. And because of this, they are emphasizing on saying the dhikr and remember Allah by this word, by the condition just to remember, not just to say the word. So it means that whenever you say the word, so you're going to have a tree there. And somebody asked the Prophet, okay, so if this is the case, so we have so many gardens there right now. Because every time, suppose that you say that 1,000 times, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So a garden with 1,000 trees, it should be very big. And every day, so you're going to have it. And the Prophet said, what? Heard about that? Yes, you're going to have big, big garden there. But if you don't send fire to just destroy it. And sometimes it's amazing that the angels there are so busy. Huh? So they put the trees and after that fire it again. And so this is the case that we are doing. That every time. So the path of taqwa is not to say that when I go there, so alhamdulillah. It's like a ladder. When you go upper and upper, so the danger is more. It's more dangerous. And you're going to miss every time, every second, you're going to miss one of the steps. And as far as you go upper and upper, so it means that you are in a very, very dangerous position. When you are very, for example, high RF, mystic, and at that time think about some other friends, so it means that you're going to fall down. So, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Keep yourself from that fire, that the fuel of that is your action. To complete the discussion about the taqwa, I raise a point here that we may have two kinds of taqwa, that they call it the weak one and the strong one. And very fast, just to say that, okay, the weak one is just to keep yourself in action. Remember, we had a triangle to that the human being has three parts: cognition, emotion, and action. Where should we put this taqwa? If it is only in action, so this is the weak one. But when you improve your soul, that by cognition you don't do sin, you don't go towards sin, so it means it's a strong one. Again, let me give you an example. That sometimes when you have a glass of water here, and there are some, let's say that bad things in the water. So when you see the water, you don't drink it. Why? Because your cognition says to you that, okay, this water, for example, is poison. Or no, maybe like just one hair is that in that, so you don't drink it. So why we do sin? Why we go towards the sin? Because we cannot understand it. And why the prophet, why the imams escape it? Because their cognition is in a higher level. So the taqwa, the strong taqwa, is means that make your soul so strong not to go towards the sin. The weak one is just to try not to do your sin. For example, the weak one is that, okay, I don't go at that session because that session is so harmful for me. But the strong one is that even when you are in a bad environment, at the same time you don't miss your friend. So if this is the case, this is a strong one. And specifically, it is a more important discussion for you, people who live in Western, for example, culture, that they need this strong one. Sometimes actually, because I have the experience, sometimes maybe we are much immune because we feel the dangers. And sometimes here, for example, in Islamic countries, we may feel free because they say, okay, this is an Islamic country, it's not important for us. But anyhow, these are two steps, the weak one. So we have to start from the weak one, but there is a bigger, stronger that we have to go toward that. And my last question, okay, this is the case, there is a destination there, we talked about the friendship, and we talked about the case of taqwa here. So the question is that, are we ready? And the answer, I have one answer from Imam Ali, that he says that from about himself. Suppose I'm talking from Imam Ali's side, that he says the provision is little. The thing that I refer to myself is that min qillat al-zad, the provision that I prepared is so little, the way is so long, and the journey is far, and the goal is hard to reach. من قلة الزاد وطول الطريق وبعد السفر وعظيم المورد. And if this is the case of Imam Ali, so we can think about ourselves. Actually, don't worry. This is a story of, I don't want here to just to make people to miss everything and don't think that, okay. No, we talked about the friendship. Inshallah, we love Allah. And by following, He loves us. And inshallah, we can increase it. Thank you. Okay, any question? Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.